Right, good day and welcome to yet another edition of the Citizen Talk. This is where we invite different people to come and help us unpack some of the most difficult issues, experienced in a country. And I'm sure that our guest for today will agree with me that there's never a dull moment in the country. I mean, the last time we spoke to him, the first time, in fact, between then and now, so much has happened in the country. And let's welcome Herman Mashaba, the leader of Action SA, to the Citizen Talk. Mr. Mashaba, thank you so much for gracing our studios with your presence.
Thank you so much and really appreciate this opportunity. And I'm glad that I'm invited back. Perhaps I behaved myself last time to really get this invitation to be back. So thank you very much. And I fully agree with you. I mean, this country of ours, if you're a journalist, there's breaking news literally every half an hour. Half an hour. And serious breaking news that, which actually threaten the survival of our country. Mm. And I think it will really require all of us as South Africans to really be vigilant, to be on guard, to ensure that we protect this country. Yes. Mm. The last time I spoke to you, at the time, I'm sure we were still in government at the time, and now we were removed. And now here on Tuesday, Action SA has now put a motion of no confidence in Johannesburg. Hopefully on the 25th, we'll be able to remove this ANC-EFF coalition and install a multi-party government. And as you are aware, Tshwane, we were removed, but we've managed to really get it back. Mm. Unfortunately, Ekurhuleni, we don't have the numbers because unfortunately our lead party at the time, the DA, failed to establish a multi-party government with majority. And we warned South Africans about this because DA had this impression that they can run a minority government. It doesn't just make sense. I mean, running a municipality, you need to have outright majority for budgets and others. Yeah. When you run a minority government, you're always vulnerable to other parties removing you. So to avoid being removed from government, put together a multi-party government that can be stable, respect everyone governing with you.
Yeah.
But once you start bringing a boss mentality, as if you've got a two-thirds majority, you put the coalition government at risk. So let's hope that we've learned from this the mistakes and move forward. But as Action SA, we committed to be part of a multi-party government to remove the ANC and EFF from power now in the two metros, Tshwane and Johannesburg, and that would really assist with us removing them from national government come 2024.
Mm-hmm. Now, talking about the coalition arrangements that we've been seeing, I mean, it's been a mess almost everywhere. It doesn't seem to be working. What, in your view, would you say has been the major contributing factors, that have led to the destabilization of governance in these metros and municipalities?
I think for me, two things which have contributed to this. It was ANC buying of the smaller parties, putting our democracy on sale.
Mm.
And secondly, the arrogance of the DA that when you govern with them, they want to govern as if they've got a two-thirds majority, not really having the humility and respect of their coalition partners. I think those, for me, are two fundamental things which have driven this chaos that we've experienced over the last 1.5 years of
coalitions,
since the recent local government election.
Yeah, and we've won. I mean, looks at the city of Joburg, for instance. I mean, the current mayor has been in the news for all the wrong reasons in recent times. And I mean, just recently, Action SA also announced that indeed they're going to, go for that motion of no confidence against the current mayor. What has led Action SA to take that stance?
Look, I think, you know, as Action SA, we were firstly disappointed when we failed, DA failed to protect their own mayor by insulting PA, who ended up voting with the ANC. It was really very unfortunate situation because obviously at the time for us to insult, for them to insult PA was to give the government to the ANC and EFF. And let's hope they've learned from this. But at the same time, then you look at now this coalition of looters put in someone really who's I mean, this job was too overwhelming for the poor guy. I mean, he was just really put there as a stooge for the ANC and EFF. And we've been really concerned about it. I mean, he had no plan. He's got no idea what's happening. Taking instructions from the ANC and EFF. I mean, it's an open secret to really understand that he was a mayor saving at the behest of ANC and EFF, including the Speaker of Council. I mean, the Speaker, I've always said, as Herman Mashaba, that she behaves like a small child in a candy shop. I mean, she was really so excited of being the Speaker of Council, but not actually understanding the role that the Speaker has to really play. You know, that's why we've put in the motion not only against the mayor, we've put a motion against the mayor, the Speaker, and the Chief Whip. So, yeah, and we now obviously conversing other political parties to support us. I'm glad, delighted that Patriotic Front has already made a public announcement that they will support us.
Patriotic Alliance, right?
Yeah, Patriotic Alliance. Okay. They've already committed openly that they're going to support our motion. So we now, obviously, are waiting for other parties who we used to be in the coalition with them to really that we come to our senses. Let's remove this coalition of looters and put in a multi-party government that is not led by any party. Because I just want to make it really very clear to South Africans and people of Johannesburg in particular. For us as Action SA, it's not about positions. You can still play a role when we're not leaders. It's not about leading, because if you want to lead, then you must get 50 plus one. You must get majority. Then you can lead as you want. For us here, it's about making sure that we can protect our country from ANC-EFF coalition. So we, obviously, the first step now is for them on the 25th to support us to remove them. But in the meantime, let's have the discussion in terms of who's going to be the mayor, who's going to be the speaker, who's going to be the mayoral committee. Let's put together a formidable team that can really demonstrate that they can deliver for people of Johannesburg and regain the pride of Johannesburg. You know, because honestly, there's just no way that South Africa can work if Johannesburg fails. So Johannesburg is the economic hub of our country. So I believe with all the coalition partners, we can put together a very strong team. But we must put our differences aside. We must forget about Baskap and dominance and treat every one of them. Whether you bring one the councillor, let's treat them with respect. But we can't just really put someone as a mayor or as a speaker without really having the necessary skills to really be able to execute that responsibility.
Now, still on the issue of coalition governments, Mr. Mashaba, we all know how those came into being. I mean, it was as a result of the outcome of the 2016 local government elections, where the electorate was basically saying, look, we don't trust, you know, anyone to, you know, sort of take over governance, you know, as one party and so forth. And therefore, they were actually hoping that different political parties come together, you know, to try and address, you know, their issues of service delivery and so forth. But now when one looks at all the drama that has been unfolding, you know, in different metros, municipalities, I'm sure that doesn't sit well with them. And I'm sure you've also been in touch with, you know, the ordinary men on the street. What exactly are they saying to you? How are they responding to this drama that's been unfolding in our metros?
Yeah, well, I think, honestly, I don't really blame them. But then I think Voters also need to really be educated and be able to read between the lines as to what happened. As I've said to you, if it was not because of ANC under Lesufi driving this wedge and buying councillors and smaller parties, we would not be sitting with this problem. Mm. If it was not because of DA disrespecting the coalition partners, we should not really be have, we should not really be sitting here with a government that keeps collapsing. Mm. So that's why I'm really hoping that all of us have learned to ensure that we can protect and defend ANC putting our democracy on sale. And the only way we can do that is for all of us as coalition partners, respect one another. Mm. Let us go into negotiations with humility. It must not really be about positions. It must be about putting people who we believe can deliver and make sure that we share the positions as much as possible. Mm. No one party must try and really dominate. Mm. Yeah, you know, so whether someone is in one party, let's find a way where we can accommodate them if they have a competent person.
Sure.
But if you have one councillor and you expect to hold a position that is critical and you don't have the skill, that is not going to be acceptable. Mm. But if you can really have one councillor, but it's a councillor that has got the skills, we must not hesitate to really give him a position where they can also really contribute. Because if you don't do this, then you make them vulnerable. Mm. To the Palapala dollars, because these Palapala dollars are used to buy the people. So those are things that we need to really guard against, because sure. They are a reality.
Wow. Now, still on Joburg, you've mentioned Patriotic Alliance, you know, they also supporting your motion. Apart from them, who else are you talking to, and who else is welcome? Is the DA welcome in this instance?
Well, absolutely. Without the DA, we can't govern. Without the ACDP,
sure.
Without the IFP, without the Freedom Front Plus, I mean, this party is, if we bring Action SA, DA, Freedom Front Plus, IFP, ACDP, IFP,
yeah.
Patriotic Alliance, there's UIM. Mm. These parties have really been really very supportive.
Sure.
And I think with that, we've got real outright majority to run the city of Johannesburg for the next 3.5 years without any disruptions whatsoever.
Mm.
There's just no, we can avoid ANC bringing in dollars to buy the other councillors. But this arrangement can only be sustainable if, as I say, we approach our negotiations with utmost humility and respect. Because ANC, make no mistake, you're not going to stop them from trying to buy their way into this and causing disruption. That is given. I mean, it's like refusing to accept the fact that every day the sun is going to come up,
sure.
up, and it's going to come down. ANC, the corruption, that's, you can't stop it.
Mm.
The only way you're going to stop ANC corruption is to remove them from government.
Mm, And I mean, talking about ANC being removed from government, 2024 is just around the corner, the much anticipated general election, perhaps, you know, the most important election since 1994. How's the plans going in as far as the work that's been done by Action SA on the ground, you know, to canvass support?
Well, I think if you look at, you follow what we are doing as Action SA, we're busy putting up structures all over the country. I mean, I'm actually quite surprised that we today have more structures in Limpopo than anywhere else in the country.
Mm.
Johannesburg, we need to reestablish, but you'll see an explosion of branches in the coming weeks and months, because unfortunately, as you are aware, we lost our provincial chairperson a few weeks ago, who unfortunately was a real big stumbling block around the growth of our party, because he believed that to form a stable government, we must work with the ANC. And Action SA can't work with the ANC, and that unfortunately delayed us actually.
Was he having discussions with the ANC during his time?
Yeah, no, he felt for us to form a stable government, Lesufi had convinced him that we must take over Tshwane and ANC take over Johannesburg and EFF Ekurhuleni. And I think, you know, for me, that that's an insult, you know, for anyone to think that Action SA can work with the ANC.
Any regrets for having worked with Bongani Baloyi before? I mean, we all know his track record when it comes to local government in Midval, where he used to lead while he was still with the DA.
No, absolutely. I don't really regret bringing anyone into our organization and afterwards they decide to leave. I'm sure you know, I've been a businessman for many years. You employ people in the private sector, in your industry, in the media industry. One person today is with this media group. People have got a right to move around. It is their right. I don't think political parties are any different. You've got Bongani today, the very same day that you resign. The same day we announced that the new provincial chairperson Funzi Ngubeni, and look at what's happening within 2 weeks. We managed to recover, regain control of the Tshwane municipality, electing a DA mayor there. Now on Tuesday, with the work that Funz is doing, we've now put a motion against this ANC EFF coalition. We've already launched branches, as I say, you are going to see an explosion of branches opening all over. So I can only wish Mr. Baloyi everything of the best with his new endeavors. He's a great young person, lots of potential, but unfortunately, I think for him to expect us to work with the ANC was really pushing us to a level that was totally unacceptable.
And talking about that explosion of branches in Gauteng specifically, I want us to touch base on Emfuleni. How are things going there in the Sidibeng district? That municipality is a mess, Mr. Mashaba.
I've learned about this colleague of mine. He said lives in Mfuleni. He was born and raised there. We had a fantastic one of our best public engagements on the 21st of March.
Sharpville,
I don't know if you saw the email.
Action
SA attracted more the people than any other party. No party received honestly even 25% of what we achieved. So people of Mfuleni are ready for us. It is a total mess at the moment, but I think we working with the team to really prepare ourselves not to really take over that municipality. It is to actually, the only way we can save Mfuleni is to take over Gauteng, remove ANC from Gauteng province. And even when we have a multi-party government, as the province and national government, we can assist that municipality to recover. But to take over that municipality with Lesufi as a premier, I can tell you, he's going to starve you. He's not going to give you the support. You can imagine what he's trying to do in Tshwane and Gauteng. And any time when ANC is not in government, you know that the ANC government will do everything possible to sabotage you. They tried with me when I was the mayor at the time. But fortunate enough, I had no time for them. I think South Africa has got the laws. And if you as a province, you think the government that was running was an extension of the province under ANC, and I had to really read them the Riot Act on a regular basis for them to really have that understanding. So we know if you run a municipality under ANC, they will do everything possible to sabotage you. That's why you need to put when we now go in next time in Johannesburg, we've got to really put in a very strong mayor that will really be able to stand the ground. You can understand now the officials are now ANC cadres who most of them are got rid of them. They are back in the system. We've got to flush them out as a matter of agency once we come in. So we've got to put in a mayor and a mayoral committee that's not going to stand for nonsense, but at the same time operate within the law.
Now, I'm sorry, just to go back again to the issue of Joburg, now that you've mentioned, you know, the plans that you have for the city, you know, in terms of putting up a formidable team that will, you know, sort of advance the interests of the residents of Joburg. Are there any specific positions that Action SA is eyeing? And I'm saying eyeing based on what you believe you have at your disposal, in as far as, you know, leaders within your party are concerned.
Look, I mean, if I'm eyeing position, then I must have the majority.
Sure.
Action SA does not have the majority in the city of Johannesburg. Action SA, for us to form a government, you've got to form a multi-party government. And one mistake we can make is to start the jumping into
the issue of
or issue of positions. I think I caution all the parties, let us not really run advocating who's going to take what position. Let's get together as all the leaders of political parties.
Come out with a plan.
Let's say, guys, from all of us sitting here, who do you think is going will make a good mayor? And then let's debate it and at the end of the day, come out with the best mayor. Then we say, who's going to lead this particular portfolio and so forth. But if we're going to really start thinking about positions and we start fighting about positions before we get together as leaders, I think for me it's a wrong approach. It's negotiating in bad faith.
Yeah.
And I think I'd really like to caution all the parties to say, please desist from debating about positions. Let's get together. Let us agree. If any party can suggest to put forward a proposal for the mayor, but justify it to us, and Action SA, if we've got a capable person, put him forward, and then as a group, as a collective, let's then agree. Guys, looking at this, we believe this is the best person to really lead this government. Now we go to the next position. Who's going to be the speaker?
Sure.
Who's qualifying and so forth? I think for me, that is how I'd like to approach this. And I'd like to really advise all the parties that wants to work with us. Let us approach it in that fashion.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose the main point that you also putting across here is it's around merit, right? You choose people on merit. To occupy those most critical positions, because at the end of the day, it is about the people of Joburg.
It shouldn't just be a party says, no, I want to be a mayor or I want to be a MMC of public safety or I want to be I want to run social development, but you don't have your people, you don't have the expertise and so forth. So I'm saying let's get together. We are grown up adults. I think we've got a little bit of brain. If you want to take whatever position, put forward your person that you are suggesting as a political party.
Sure.
Let's see. Is this person, has he got the necessary skill and the merits to hold that position? If not, we must argue. Say, no, we are afraid Mr. So-and-so.
This person doesn't fit.
Can't we fit him in this particular position? And I think for me, if we want coalitions to succeed, I personally believe that's how we must approach it. But approach it on the basis of saying, no, if I don't get whatever position, then I'm not in.
Sure.
Then honestly, we'll be looking for trouble. And I'd really like to caution all the other parties to really come there to the negotiating table as soon as they are ready. Let's go there with an open mind. Let's put
the people first
and put service delivery at the forefront of this.
Absolutely. Now, earlier on, Mr. Mashaba, in talking about, you know, the growth of Action SA, you made mention of Limpopo, you know, at the rapid pace at which, you know, that province has been growing in terms of, you know, the different structures there. How's it looking in Northwest? How's it looking in Free State? And I'm mentioning those two particular provinces because I've been to them on many occasions. Nothing has improved when it comes to service delivery. People are still complaining. Now, how's your growth in as Action SA in those particular provinces looking like?
Look, I cannot really single out any province. I think we've got now all nine provincial chairpersons in all the provinces. On Saturday alone, I'm actually going to Mohasi area with Khosi Mangope, our provincial chairperson. Yeah. He's launching five branches in one day on Saturday alone. I know Athol Trollip in the Eastern Cape is doing amazing work. Michelle Wassenaar in the Western Cape, Togo in Limpopo. So in Mpumalanga, Siloli Dikha in Limpopo. And Funzi is a star here in Gauteng. So honestly, I'm happy with the growth of our party throughout. That's why we confident that come 2024, Action SA is going to emerge victorious. It's going to shock South Africa like we shocked. I can tell you what how analysts used to analyze Action SA. They were saying even a week before the election that we the biggest joke to come out of the political landscape.
I mean, a biggest joke that shook the ANC in its historical home of Soweto. So, a big joke that shook the DA in the suburbs.
But no one gave us, I don't remember any analyst who gave us a chance, and look at what happened.
Mm.
Contesting as a logo, remember the role that IEC played, depriving, robbing us of 60,000 votes, you know. So right now I can tell you we're 10 times more prepared than we were for the local government elections.
Mm.
We are going to shock South Africa. I don't know if you're aware of our performance in Nongoma last Wednesday. Receiving 10.2%, becoming the third biggest political party in deep rural KZN. Reducing ANC and IFP, reducing EFF to third party, 3%. Action SA, first time, 2 months of campaigning, we received 10.2%. This is not stuff coming from the experts who we listen to every time I get into the car or listen to radio. They invite experts to give analysis. Mm. Obviously, these are people who sit on computers. I don't know. They contact their friends also. While they're talking to their friends and coming out with the analysis, we are on the ground talking to the voters, converting them, helping them to register to vote.
Mm.
And I can tell you honestly right now, we're 10 times more prepared now than we were
I keep on referring.
And I can tell you now, next week we'll be announcing the policy conference. We're going to have a massive 3-day policy conference on the 12th, 13th, and 14th of September, where we're going to be sharing with South Africa our policy offerings. Because you're going to shock South Africa. We're going to be unapologetic. We are going to really come out with policies that are going to revive this economy, unite South Africans, and really to create that rainbow nation that Desmond Tutu spoke about. We're going to create that prosperous South Africa that South Africans in 1994, some of us, when we voted to unleash the potential of South Africans. So we're more than ready, and watch the space. Obviously, as the media, we're going to invite you to this policy conference. And it's not going to be the policy conference with the policies driven by us. Yes, we are going to be the facilitators as the leadership of the party. But we're going to be asking experts in law enforcement, experts in education, experts in social development and so forth.
Mm.
So it's going to be a policy conference that this country has ever seen before.
Mm-hmm. Now, recently, Mr. Mashaba, the leader of the DA, John Steenhuisen, during their elective Congress, appeared to be more concerned about this relationship between the EFF and the ANC, to a point where he also made mention of the fact that they'll be in discussion, you know, with different political parties to see if they can't come up with a team that will, you know, assist in removing the ANC come 2024. Have you been invited by John?
Well, look, I fortunate enough, I listened to that speech, and I was actually quite shocked to what he articulated. I was, but at the same time, quite pleased and excited that at long last, DA is prepared to join our pact, because Action SA, Freedom Front Plus, ACDPA, and IFP. We've been in discussion the last 3-4 months, and we've been asking the DA to join us with the commitment that they'll never work with the ANC.
Yeah.
So there's nothing new that what is articulating, what he has articulated. Something that we, as the four parties, have been asking them to join us. Obviously, we're just really saying we are excited and we welcome his readiness and willingness to join like-minded political parties, because we are the parties committed to unseating the ANC and EFF. And we don't just talk. We prepared to commit to South Africa in public that we'll never work with those parties. And we want the DA as well to commit in front of South Africa that they will never go into a coalition with the ANC. So they must not really work with us, and still obviously to keeping that door open to talk to the ANC. Unfortunately, if that's the case, we must not really waste each other's time, because for us, it is clear we'll never work with the ANC and EFF in 2024 in national and provincial structures, because of our policy differences. ANC, we take it as a criminal organization. So it's nothing new, but we welcome him. He did write to us. And I responded to him the very same day to welcome him being prepared to join us, but to caution him about taking this to be a DA-led
arrangement,
because this is not a DA-led. It's not. This is not led by any party.
It's a people's.
It's a rainbow coalition of all parties committed to unseating the ANC and the EFF.
And how important is such a meeting, you know, of the different parties ahead of, you know, 2024, or should I say, instead of waiting, you know, for the outcome of next year's election results?
Look, I think it's important, but obviously it's very difficult to get into specifics. It's like earlier on I was telling you about already jumping to say so-and-so is going to hold what position. What we must agree is that, guys, let's give the voters the hope that we are prepared to work together in the event you give us the mandate, because you can imagine you invite someone with no constituency, or you start getting into specific with a particular political party, they end up getting one MP and so forth, and you've already given them positions in advance, 10 positions, and they end up with one. This thing. So I think we must just agree on the principles, and then we'll get into the details once we know what kind of electoral support you have. That's when we can then get into the specifics.
Sure.
Right now, it is to agree that we are saying to South Africans, in the event you give us the mandate, we are happy, we are prepared
to
work together and keep the ANC out. But when we go out and contest for the elections, we're going to contestation as separate parties. Action SA is not going to be party to any political party before the elections. Even after the elections, because we've got our own values and our own policies that we're going to sell. It'll be up to the voters to decide what kind of support they give us. What we want, it's a principle agreement that we will not work with the ANC and the EFF.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you make of this possible scenario of South Africa having an ANC president and an EFF deputy president are you worried, and how worried should people be about such a scenario?
Look, you have ANC, EFF, government, I'm telling you, South Africa will be a lost case in 6 months' time. Zimbabwe will be like a Sunday school picnic. That's how serious it is. Mm. It's not a joke, and I'm not a prophet. Mm. ANC, EFF, government, if voters of this country are going to really make that decision, then I can tell you, South Africa within 6 months, Zimbabwe will be like a Sunday school picnic.
Mm.
We'll have inflation we've never seen. We'll all of a sudden, even unemployed people will become billionaires because mm-hmm. You remember what happened when the Zimbabwean economy started collapsing. We'll collapse to a level where we end up using other foreign currencies because South African rent is not going to be worth anything mm-hmm. to the international markets.
Mm-hmm. Right, folks, so we've been in conversation with leader of Action SA, Mr. Herman Mashaba. Perhaps maybe as we round off this discussion, Mr. Mashaba, I know you've got a lot of things to do. You know, time is really never on our side. What's your message, you know, to South Africans in the midst of all these service delivery challenges, instability that we've been witnessing in different municipalities? What's your message to that ordinary man on the street who seems hopeless?
You know, it's a very difficult issue to easily, you know, communicate to someone in one sentence.
Yeah.
But however, I just really want to ask South Africans to be pragmatic and understand where the country is. The country at the moment is sitting with more people staying away from voting than those who actually voted. Remember in 2021, 17, just over 17 million people voted, over 18 million stayed away. So you can imagine if 25% of this 18 million had come out to vote, we would not be having an ANC government in power right now. So I'm asking South Africans, instead of going out and committing suicide or losing hope, what you do, make yourself an agent to ensure that the people around you are registered to vote. And please don't vote for the ANC and the EFF. Vote for anyone else. Except, but not ANC and EFF, so that you can save this country. Because you, as an individual, you can actually make that difference. Don't really underestimate your power as an individual to really make a difference in this country's future.
Mr. Mashaba, thank you so much for always availing yourself to speak to us here, The Citizen. It's always a pleasure, and I hope we'll still have more further, you know, conversations, especially, you know, during your policy conference as well. We'll have some time also to talk more about it, but thank you so much for availing yourself.
Thank you so much. I always appreciate the opportunity, and I hope I've behaved to qualify to get another invitation in the future.
Most definitely. Thank you so much, Mr. Mashaba. Folks, there you have it. That was our discussion with the leader of Action SA, Herman Mashaba. This has been another edition of The Citizen Talk. Until we meet again, between now and then, you take good care of yourselves. Cheers.